All right, so President Obama is going to meet with congressional leaders again sometime this afternoon. That's after he gives some remarks at 11 o'clock this morning, hopefully laying out exactly what the holdup is in the debt ceiling discussions. At this point, it looks like the Republicans are now balking on a broader deal and only want to talk about raising the debt ceiling. In any case, they are not willing to raise taxes the way that House Speaker John Boehner said they might be willing to before. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. You were at the White House last night. And Todd, it appears to me that when we left this debate on Friday, we had a deal on the table. Obama was willing to compromise on some cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And in exchange, John Boehner had said he was willing to perhaps get some tax increases into this deal. Now, who walked away from that?
Well, let's back up a little bit. There were a lot of ideas floated and a lot of maybes. I don't know that there was ever a deal on the table. There were certainly plenty of trial balloons floating and hitting on the table.
But wait a second. Yeah. What was it that you were talking with us on Friday about what they now had to sell to their rank and file? What was that deal they had to sell? Wasn't it this one I'm talking about?
Well, sure, and there's been plenty of selling to the rank and file going on, but there was never an agreement to try and sell these things. What we went into the weekend with was the president saying exactly what you did just say. Let's talk about $4 trillion. Let's talk about a gigantic deal that really gets the deficit the debt down by $4 trillion. I'm willing to talk about dipping into Medicare and Social Security. Mr. Speaker, if you're willing to talk in a serious way about revenue, which is a clean word for the dirty word, which is taxes. Let's talk about those Bush tax cuts. Let's talk about corporate tax rates. Let's talk about doing tax reform now, not in the future, so we can get lots and lots of money to pay for a big deal. I'm willing to slay some sacred cows, John Boehner, if you're willing to slay a couple, and let's go into the slaughterhouse together politically. That's really what the proposal was. Far from a deal. On Saturday night, while some people were enjoying their weekend, a statement from the speaker saying, look, we can't do this. I'm not doing the broader deal. The biggest thing I think we can talk about is a more moderate deal at $2.4 trillion in deficit savings. He said simply because the Democrats really are not willing to talk. We really can't talk about this $4 trillion deal without raising taxes. And the truth is, John Boehner was getting so much criticism from the right, from that Tea Party, from those conservatives, that even a gigantic grand bargain of reducing the deficit by $4 trillion, too much goes against the orthodoxy right now. Not the orthodoxy, but the political imperatives of the right now, Celeste, which is, it doesn't matter how big the debt reduction is, we are not going to raise taxes, not in this economy, and really not at all. So John Boehner said, no big deal. Let's do around $2.3 trillion.
Okay, I don't know if you watched Fox News Sunday, Todd, but Mitch McConnell from Kentucky was on Fox News Sunday, and he says he has a contingency plan just in case these talks fall apart. Any idea what this secret contingency plan is?
That Mitch McConnell has a secret plan. I'm not aware of that. Do you have any more detail on what his secret plan is?
He said he has an unspecified contingency plan to raise the ceiling if these talks fall apart.
Well, I do know this. There is talk on Capitol Hill, if talks do fall apart, of doing small debt ceiling increases. People call it kicking the can down the road. That's the little metaphor. You do a debt ceiling increase of 4 months or 5 months, and you have to do a whole bunch of them, right? Because it's sort of like that shutdown thing. You got to keep doing it.
Because we're enjoying this so much, we'd like to do it again in a few months.
Mitch McConnell is really the only person on Capitol Hill who's talking in a serious way about doing something besides a grand bargain. The president has said he'll veto anything that doesn't get us past the 2012 elections so that we don't have to do this again before the election. You know who agrees with him? Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor doesn't want to do small deals. John Boehner,
Cantor agrees with the president on something?
On this one, believe it or not, on this one, and he'll chuckle and say, believe it or not, I agree with the president. We should find a grand bargain tonight. And I do want to point out, you know, it's something that's interesting. Even though Speaker Boehner says there's no path to do a $4 trillion debt reduction deal because I just cannot sell a tax increase to enough people in the House to keep my speakership and to keep the Republican Party on the right track here. I'm paraphrasing. He doesn't actually say that, but that's what's really going on. Let's keep in mind, a $2.3 trillion deal, which is really the framework that they were talking about in those Biden talks, which included, remember, Eric Cantor and Joe Biden. They were the ones in the room. That's what they're talking about now. That's still unprecedented. That's still gigantic if they get a deal of that size. Is it the grand $4 trillion deal? Of course not. But when was the last time Congress agreed to shave $2.3 trillion off the debt with up to $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, which is what that would have in it? So still, even if they only get $2.3 trillion and they don't shoot for the moon, it would still be an unprecedented deal.
All right. But our deadline is still August 2nd, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
they need,
absolutely,
what, a week or 2 weeks in order to get legislative things in order before that deadline?
Yeah, they really do. They need to draft a bill like this. It needs to be scored by the CBO. You can't just draft a bill and pass it. The CBO needs to crunch the numbers and decide exactly how much it cuts. You need to have the political debate, and the whips need to go, and you need to count heads. Celeste, there's a name for what's about to happen here on the Hill. We call this a legacy vote. There are a couple of votes you take in your career as a member of Congress that everybody really remembers. There aren't that many of them. I'll give you a couple of examples. Authorization of use of force in Iraq, TARP, healthcare. Those are really the big legacy votes. They come along every couple of years. This one, this vote on the deficit reduction package, is going to be a legacy vote. There are going to be a couple of Republicans out there who have to vote for something that somebody's going to call a tax increase. There are some Democrats out there who are going to have to vote for something that somebody calls cutting discretionary spending, cutting programs that people need way too much in a bad economy. This vote is going to hurt somebody somewhere, and everybody knows it, and that makes a lot of people nervous on Capitol Hill. So the other part of the process that you're talking about, drafting the bill, CBO scoring, getting the votes, rounding up the heads to pass this thing, it's going to be a tight, tight whipping operation, just like TARP was, which failed the first time on the floor before they got it passed, just like healthcare, which passed with 4 or 5 votes in the end. And certainly the Iraq vote, which was different in terms of counting heads, made or broke a lot of careers.
All right. We have 30 seconds left. So, Todd, yes or no, do you think they're going to make the deadline?
A deal has to be made. There's no question the debt limit will be raised.
That's not a yes or no.
Will they make the deadline? I'm going to say yes, they will do something by August 2nd. The debt limit will be raised. There are no leaders in Washington who want to find out what happens if you don't do it. What'll be in that deal? We'll see. News conference today at 11 o'clock. The president talks to the press. More meetings at 2 p.m.
Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Thanks so much, Todd.
Sure thing.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.